Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
The other day, I was reading a passage from Luke's gospel where it talks about the would-be followers of Jesus. And it gives three different situations. There's one where this person says, "Lord, I'll follow you." And then Jesus responds by saying essentially that he'll have no home and the foxes have places to sleep, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And then there doesn't really seem to be anything else said about this person who so zealously said they'd follow him. And then the next person, Jesus says to follow him, and the response is that he needs to go home and bury his father. And Jesus says, "Let the dead bury their dead. You come and follow me." And then the third person says, "I'll follow you. Just let me go home and say goodbye to all my family." And the response Jesus has is that no one can follow him who sets his hand to the plowshare and then looks back. And I was thinking about this, these would-be followers of Jesus. And then I was considering Saint Joseph. And today is the solemnity of Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary. And how, even though he came before Jesus, that in many ways he is one of the perfect examples of following Jesus. And we see this in what he's willing to sacrifice for love of the will of God. That to the first person, Jesus speaks about not having a home. And we see that Saint Joseph is willing to, for the safety of Jesus, to leave his home, to leave what he's known, and to flee to Egypt. And then we see these other two examples of caring about what is proper and people's perceptions. And we see Saint Joseph taking Mary as his wife, despite the fact that she is with child during the time that they're betrothed, but before they live together. And all of the difficult situations, the kind of messy stuff that went along with that. And we see Joseph being faithful to what the Lord asks him to do. In one of the options for today's gospel, it's about how Joseph finds out that Mary is with child and yet how she has conceived. And we see the angel of the Lord coming to him and saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. And in recent years, when I've thought about the life of the Holy Family, I've had to force myself to remember that in the same way that we don't know the future, they didn't know the future. That just as much as I have to trust the Lord when he invites me to do something, when he asks me to say yes to him, when I take a small step forward, in a very similar way, Mary and Joseph also did the same thing, that they just keep saying yes to God, and they don't exactly know where it will lead them. For a while, it leads them to Egypt, and then they're able to return home. The other option for the gospel for today speaks about when they go to Jerusalem and Jesus is lost, and then they find him in the temple, and then they're asking him, like, "Why did you leave us?" And he responds with, "Did you not know I must be in my Father's house?" And it says that they did not understand what he said to them. And yet he goes with them to Nazareth and is obedient to them. And so today, on the joyous solemnity of St. Joseph, I want to once again consider, what is the Lord inviting me to do? And to ask that St. Joseph would intercede for me to be able to respond zealously to God's call. Not that I would necessarily know everything that's going to happen, because Joseph didn't. But rather that I would have the trust and the faith to continue to say yes to the Lord in whatever way he invites me to follow him. Whether angels are sent to me in dreams, or the Lord says something that is confusing and I don't understand, that like St. Joseph, I would be not just a would-be follower, but that I would actually follow him in thought, in word, in deed. And that especially in the moments of uncertainty, in the times when I don't know what's happening, that I would be able to trust that even here, the Lord is doing something, and that I can trust him with everything in my life, that I can trust him with my very life. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the witness of Saint Joseph, for the ways that he says yes, for the ways that he is faithful and docile. Lord, grant us the same grace to be able to respond to you always with this complete yes, even when it means uprooting our lives, changing our plans, and causing us to step into the unknown. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.